What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on.
Welcome back, hour number two of Friday's R for Beamer. I usually say, as good as the first, but it might be even better, right? It might be even better. We are an hour away, by the way, from your Friday kickoff song, so stay tuned. Right after the news, 11:06, 11:07, Return of the Mac to send us into the weekend. But right now, we are talking about the riots in Minneapolis. We are talking about the only word I can use to describe it, murder of George Floyd, that we saw on tape by a police officer. And as Gene pointed out, I saw the video during the break. There were four just standing there doing nothing. I mean, I know the anger I feel when I see that. I'd like to get your perspective. Joining me for this segment is a good friend of mine from college, Anthony Freely. Free, good morning.
Good morning.
First off, how you been, man? It's been a while. How you doing during this COVID-19 crisis we're going through?
I mean, it has been a really long time, man. How are you? I mean, I'm doing okay. As good as I can be, being unemployed, one of the, 36, 37 million people that are unemployed right now.
Well, let's hope things open up, because I was going to say, the last time I ran into you, you bought me a drink, so I think it's time for us to meet up, and I have to buy you a few drinks, I think.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that, man.
All right, Free, let's start with the video, because that's where this all started, and what you saw when you saw that video, and just what you felt when you saw that video.
I mean, there was just so many feelings when I watched it. I mean, obviously, I'm thinking about everything else. Like, this isn't an isolated incident. This is something that continues to happen. I was, I think the first thing I thought was probably sadness. Like, again, another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and now, for me, what added to it was seeing none of those police officers step in. Is that one of the first things you noticed as well?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first things I noticed. And also the guy's face. Like, I can't get the guy's face out of my brain. So I close my eyes. The face that the guy had when he just had his knee on the guy's neck, just unbothered by it, is just crazy to me.
And how I look at it, I mean, the George Floyd was not resisting arrest. He was being peaceful from the 9-minute video I saw. I don't understand why this cop had that intention to literally just stand there and do nothing, and how no one would move in. Like I said, one of the first things I noticed was no one was moving in to save this man, who was, by the way, already in cuffs. It wasn't like he was fighting the police off. All those things while I was watching that 9-minute video.
Yeah, it was a tough 9 minutes.
Now, let me ask you. So the last 3 days, we have seen Minneapolis. We've seen the peaceful protests, because there has been, as Gene pointed out, mostly peaceful protest. But what we are seeing the last few days are the not so peaceful protesters. Anthony, what do you think of that and the message that sends?
Now you're asking me what I think of the peaceful protest?
Well, no, of the riots. If you want to give a comment on the peaceful protest, that as well.
Okay, I mean, obviously, I think the riots are terrible. I think that the fact that people are going into Target and stealing and doing things doesn't send the right message. And unfortunately, it sends a message that if you're allowed to do this, then, you know, things will happen to you because you are doing this. And I don't like that message.
Yeah, see, that's the first thing I noticed is, hey, Anthony, I understand anger. Now, obviously, I can't understand the anger from your perspective, and that's why I'm so glad that we're able to talk to you today. But I know the anger I felt when I saw that, and I don't think anyone can say, hey, just stay home and do nothing. I completely understand protest, taking it to the streets, demanding justice, because as something you tweeted earlier today, what I believe fuels the fire is that this man is still not been charged with anything. It's been 3 days.
Yeah. No, he hasn't. And then, I mean, Trump doesn't really help with his tweet that he made earlier. So
now you heard my opinion on that. Do you? Now I know we do not see eye to eye on politics. And one of the best things about that is Anthony will either see a tweet I put out or I'll see a tweet he'll put out, and then we'll have a message back and forth. And the thing I like about talking with you, Free, is we can have our disagreements, but it's always a great conversation. Do you think the tweet that Twitter hid, now forget his language, but the way he said that these protesters are these rioters, not protesters, the rioters are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. Now, you might not agree with the way he put it, and that is a topic for a different show, but do you at least agree with that point?
I do agree with that point. I mean, that's not the way to do it, but like at the same time, I will say, what is the right way to protest? Like we saw with people protesting a couple weeks ago with salons not being open and bars not being open. I saw people with assault rifles and capitals yelling at cops in their faces, and nothing was done.
Right, and I said at the time, you know, that is an awful look to be screaming in police officers' faces. And it's funny, the people who were at those protests then have something to say about the protests in Minneapolis. Well, right. I mean, they, like you said, they did the same thing. They were getting in police officers' faces. Now, do you agree with my comment that most in law enforcement are good people, and it's events like this that give them a bad name and, you know, it creates an untrust in the black community?
I will say that there is a deep mistrust in the black community when it comes to police officers and us, but that's a deep-rooted issue that, I mean, I don't have enough time in the day to discuss that. I will say that, I mean, I have, you know, family members and friends that are police officers that are great people. So for the most part, I will say that, you know, cops are great. You know what I mean? Like, I've really not had too many issues, but I will say that these things happen to people that look like me all the time. And how hard would it have been for me to be in that situation? Like, I hate to think about that. I hate to look at it that way, but that's how we have to look at it as black men in this country today. That's in my opinion. These people might not agree with me. That's fine, but that's how I feel about it.
Now, looking at this situation, and I mean, obviously, for the injustice done, there needs to be charges. I think charges against all officers involved. Anyone that was just standing there letting it happen should also be charged with murder, as the officer who had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. But what needs to be done by law enforcement around the country to start gaining that trust? What reach out programs would you suggest for police and law enforcement here in Buffalo and around the country to start gaining trust in the black community?
Well, I mean, I guess it all starts with just, like, who you have policing where. Like, the most basic, like, you can't have someone policing an area that they're not familiar with. Because if you're unfamiliar with an area, I know, like, personally, it can be a scary or, you know, like, you know, sketchy situation. And that isn't something that you really need as a police officer. Police officers already have a hard enough job just doing their normal, you know, day-to-day everything. But going to an area that you're not familiar with and all you know about is what people have told you about it, that can lead to many situations that don't need to happen.
Well said, man. Anything else you want to add before we go to a break here?
No, not really, man. I mean, I appreciate you reaching out, and I'm glad that I'm able to get my voice across a little bit more, and I look forward to what other people have to say about the situation, honestly.
Well, I'm so glad you came on, Anthony, and we need to talk more. We'll reach out once things start opening. I will definitely make up for that drink and then some, and the good thing is we're having a conversation and not having Chartwells.
No, absolutely. Oh, my God.
Hey, man, it was so good hearing your voice. You have a great one, okay?
You too, man. Take it easy.
Thank you. That is my friend Anthony Freely from college. We had some good times at college. I think Freely was a freshman when I was a sophomore, and then, you know, I got kicked out of the dorms after that year. But it was a fun time. Fun time over at Madai. And like I said, I've seen him out a few times, and I think last time he got me a drink. So once bars open and everything, definitely going to make up for that. 803-0930. If you've been on hold, thank you so much. I want your perspective. If you have a reaction to something Anthony said, 803-0930, let me know. I probably should go to calls before giving out the number since the lines are full. So Frank, why don't we push that stop set to 27 and we will take these calls right in the order they came. We're going to go over to Kenmore and talk to Naja. Naja, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Naja. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
What do you think of everything going on over in Minneapolis?
Well, I kind of want to speak on some of the questions that you had posed initially to start with.
Okay.
You know, what can officers or even just, you know, your average person do to help either reach out to the black community or show support? And to be honest, I think that a lot of it has to do with listening to experiences rather than dismissing. I find that a lot of people, if they can't resonate with it, they don't listen as much. And then also speaking up when you see something that's not right. You know, some people don't have a voice for themselves, or they can't display it as they should or may want to. So someone else can step in and say, hey, I see something wrong is going on. You know, what can I do, or can I speak for you, or whatever that situation may need. Because frankly, I feel like if we're not moving forward as a whole, any color, any race, anything like that, we're just moving backwards. And in the perspective of someone who is moving forward, everyone is moving backwards. So even if you're standing there inactive or silent, you're ideally moving backwards. And another thing I wanted to talk about was asking about the riots that are going on. I'd first and foremost like to say that I don't agree with rioting and looting and violence and all of that. I don't think it gets things solved. However, it's not about a gain. What do you gain out of that? because ultimately even us a sentencing of murder for the police officers involved isn't going to bring George Floyd back. It's more about understanding, as you said, that anger and where it comes from. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King had mentioned about in one of his speeches that language is, or the rioting is the language of the unheard. And so there's so many things that have been unheard and protesting done in different ways, whether it be kneeling or in silent, marching with picket signs. And as we see rioting and nothing has been done. And, you know, that speech was done in the 60s. And so if we're still here, you know, we need to all be in on finding a solution. So that's kind of where I stand with that.
What do you think of the president's tweet this morning? Do you agree that with him saying that it's dishonoring George Floyd?
I don't think that it's dishonoring. I think what would be dishonoring is not getting a murder conviction. But what I actually think is that it's a distraction. So a different D word. I think it's a distraction from what happened. But I personally wouldn't agree that it's necessarily dishonoring.
Do you think if those charges are filed, and like I said, I think it should be filed against all the cops that were standing there, including obviously the cop that committed the murder. Do you think that the riots would continue, or do you think that would put a stop to, I don't think it should put a stop to the peaceful protest, but do you think it would put a stop to the rioting?
You know, I'm not sure how to answer that because I don't think that everyone in that riot was there for George. I'm going to be honest about that. I think a different course of action started to take place for a lot of people. So I would love and I would pray and hope that it would stop, but I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well, Najah, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for holding on so long as well.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That is Najah and Kenmore opening up a line for you at 803-0930. We can get one more in. Let's go to Nate in South Buffalo. Nate, good morning.
Hi, this is Dave in South Buffalo.
Dave, I apologize. Dave, what do you got for us this morning?
No, that's okay. Your screener couldn't hear me. I probably wasn't speaking clearly. What I want to talk about was a similar incident that happened in 2016 in Arizona. You might remember this. There was a guy by the name of Daniel Shaver. He was in his hotel room. He had a BB gun, and the police raided, and he was asked to crawl on the floor. He was given contradictory messages, and the police officer shot and killed him. Do you remember that incident?
I don't remember that incident, Dave. I got to be honest.
Yeah, look it up. Daniel Shaver. Look it up. At the time that happened, I said the same thing that about this incident, was that there were like five or six other cops there while the cop who shot Daniel Shaver was tormenting this guy. And not one cop said to this guy, Phil, can you, we'll take over from here, okay? You go take a break now. Not one of them did that.
Okay.
Well, you got to look up the incident. Watch the video on YouTube itself. You'll understand.
All right, Dave. I'll have to look it up. Thanks for the call. You know, to the point, and thanks again for Anthony Freely calling in, and then the Najah right after that. Two great calls. And put it into a perspective that I think many listening can't, right? Obviously, like I said, I feel the anger when I see that video, but I can only put it in such a perspective, and I think it's important to hear everyone's perspective when it's something like this, but especially the perspective from those in the Black community, because when they see that, when they feel that, I think those expressions, those feelings have to be illustrated. It's something that me as a white person can't really, you know, I can't put that in a perspective. I can't explain that. But when you hear those in the Black community going over what they felt when they saw that video and what they feel needs to be done, and then what they feel when they see that this man who committed murder is sitting at his home right now. He is sitting at his home. George Floyd is dead, and this officer who committed the murder is sitting at home, no charges, 3 days later. We've all seen the video. I think it's very, very important to get everyone's perspective, but especially those in the Black community, illustrating just what they're feeling. And I thank you so much for those who have called in and those who continue to call in. 803-0930, star 930. What is your perspective? Again, what did you feel when you saw that video? And what do you think of the rioters? You know, like I said, I'm not going to say anything against peaceful protest, but I think the rioters are burying the message. And I'd like to know what you think. Also, do you agree with the president's tweet of the rioters dishonoring the memory of George Floyd? 803-0930, star 930. Remember, the text code has changed. It's the same as the call-in, 716-803-0930. Fridays are for Beamer. We're back after this. Welcome back. It is Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you until noon today. Thanks for hanging around, kicking off your weekend here on WBEN. We are talking about the Minneapolis, everything that's gone on in Minneapolis, not only the riots that have been on TV the last three nights, but also the murder of George Floyd, what started all of these riots. And I think it's important to point out that mostly going on is peaceful protest, or our peaceful protest, sorry, our peaceful protest, right? That's what's mostly going on. But the rioters are going to get the TV coverage because, well, there's an Arby's burning down. Let's get our camera crew to that. And I have to say this, what an awful move by the Minnesota State Police this morning. Hey, I have no love for CNN, okay? But to arrest a CNN reporter live on air with everything that's going on, you couldn't just say, hey, can you please move over there? The reporter was asking, where would you like us to move? And they go ahead and arrest the reporter and his crew on live TV. I mean, just... Why? We talk about that trust again, right? You want people to trust you. You have to regain trust, okay? What happened on Monday was a murder by a police officer caught on camera while other police officers were watching, okay? And then today, on live TV, you arrest a reporter while he's reporting. Like, honestly, what the hell's going on? Am I missing something? I know I ask that question all the time, but am I missing something here? And it's been 3 or 4 days. We've all seen the video, and no charges against that officer. Hey, I have so much respect for those in law enforcement, okay? As I said at the beginning of the show, they put their life on the lines, most of them, for no matter what your race, your gender, your religious beliefs, they don't care. They are here to protect you. But then you get a video like this, and nothing yet has been done about it. There has been no justice for the injustice. And like I said, I would like to talk to someone in law enforcement because I can't imagine they feel much differently than I do. They must be angry that someone wearing a police badge murdered a guy for no reason. For no reason. He was not resisting arrest. He did not have a weapon. He was saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. The man was not dangerous. He was handcuffed. Unarmed, handcuffed. And he was murdered on camera. With that said, I can't imagine how anyone wouldn't be angry watching that video. I can understand why you'd want to take that anger out. And I am all about the peaceful protests. I'm all about the peaceful protests, the signs, demanding justice. Justice has not been served yet. But I think the rioting is doing a disservice to the message. And I'd like to know what you think. Also, Dave in South Buffalo, I did go online. I did know the story about Daniel Shaver. I just did not know his name. But I read up on it during the break. So when a line opens, Dave, if you had a point within the Shaver comment that you wanted to make, give us a call. If you want to call right now, call the contest line, 644-9875, and we will take you this hour. I apologize. I did not know the name. I did know the incident, so I apologize. But here's the one thing. When I don't know something, I'm not going to fake and play along. I'm just going to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's being fair to the listener. 803-0930. Remember, the text tone, the text code, I keep saying the text tone, the text code is 716-803-0930. So call in, text, same number. We're going to take these in the order they came. I know a lot of you have been holding on for a long time, so we are going to take these in the order, starting in Buffalo with Joe. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
What do you got for us this morning, Joe?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if you recall this or not, a few years back when there was a disturbance on the east side with this gentleman by the name of Neil. So anyhow, two officers showed up, a white officer, male, and a female, black officer. So anyhow, the white officer was subduing this guy and had a stranglehold on him. Okay? What happened was the female officer grabbed him and pulled him off. Okay? This Neil would have been dead. There's no doubt. Okay? So she interceded, pulled him off. A few years later, this officer was charged with excessive force in a few other cases. But anyhow, long story short, but you can check it out. The officer's name was Horn, the female officer. I can't remember the male officer. She was fired. And she spent the last several years trying to get back on the police force with no avail. Minority community has been backing her up. Along with members of the, you know, majority committee, you know, the white community. But it seems like they don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen. She interceded. She broke what they call, you know, rules and procedure by pulling the white officer off the gentleman. And for her thanks, she gets fired. And she spent the last few years trying to get reinstated, which is to no avail. So I just wanted to let you know and let the audience know that this has happened before when they say, why didn't the other officers get in? Why didn't they pull them off? Why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? That could be one of the reasons, you know, not condoning it. But, you know, they talk about the blue code, you know, and officers sticking together in that.
Well, and Joe, let me tell you, it is it shows that woman's devotion, that officer's devotion to the community, that after being fired, she wants to be back in. She wants to be back serving her community.
Absolutely. And believe me, she's been in court, been denied. Leaders of the black community has gone to bat for her because of what she did. And there's no doubt that Neil, who's alive, would have been probably in the same situation as the gentleman in Indianapolis. So I just wanted to run that by you. I mean, you can fact check it. Just mention, put her name in Google, and you can read the whole story. In fact, like I said, the officer later on in years, which was the last couple of years, has been, discharged or relieved for other cases of excessive force. So that was just what I wanted to tell you, because it happened here in Buffalo, and I'm sure it happened before, but nobody knows.
All right, Joe, thanks for the call. And to that point, for the, quote, blue code, it would be worth getting fired if someone had stopped in and taken that police officer off of Mr. Floyd. But I get what Joe was saying, and to the woman he was talking about, again, I mean, that just shows an amazing devotion to serving her community, to serving her city, and she was fired for doing the right thing and still not back on the force. 803-0930. Let's go to Snyder. Talk to Paul. Paul, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Paul, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I'm under a lot. You got a lot of good callers. I'm under a lot of pressure to have a good call.
Paul, don't put the pressure on yourself. Just say how you were going to say.
Well, I got. I want to simplify something for you. How for you to achieve the run that you want to get in? I'd suggest putting Bryan Adams on repeat, the song "Run to You," and you can listen to that while you run to the junk food place.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for that.
Okay. On to the topic. My question would be that. Is this really what we got to look at here is the life. It doesn't matter the race, but the life. And what my point would be is the dignity of life from conception to a person that's on their deathbed. You have to treat all human beings with dignity. It doesn't matter. It's not a race issue. It's not... because if you make something like this a race issue, then something you mentioned earlier about candidate Biden saying, if you don't vote for me, you're not black enough, it kind of qualifies his statement. So it's more of a dignity of life issue for me. Let's say protesters went out. Now we peacefully protest, say, in front of a abortion place, peacefully. But if we were to run around burning down buildings in protest of that, that wouldn't be right either. It might draw media attention more so than what we get, but it wouldn't be right. And it wouldn't be right for any abuse of anybody to abuse their authority or power to put a person in a nursing home to death or at conception. That's all I got.
Paul and Snyder, Paul, thanks for the call. I don't agree. I think this is a race issue because you are talking about a white police officer with four other white police officers standing there doing nothing as this cop murdered an unarmed black man who was not resisting arrest. Not one thing he did warranted any kind of behavior close to what that cop did. He was in cuffs. He was not resisting arrest. I've watched a lot of live PD. I've watched a lot of cops. Once a person is in handcuffs, they usually go to the back of the car, right? And the cop talks to them there. There was no reason whatsoever for anything close to the action we saw on camera take place. And I can understand where there is an untrust, a lack of trust toward law enforcement in the black community. And I think that that's definitely something that needs to be worked on starting today, all around the country. And the first step would be to press charges on the cops involved in the Minneapolis situation. Dave in South Buffalo has called back in. Dave, I'm sorry. The name didn't ring a bell once I read about the account. Yes, now I know what you're talking about. It was a gentleman who was taken out of his hotel room. He was asked to be on the ground as he's crawling on the police orders toward the officer. His shorts started slipping down, and he was shot.
Exactly. But all the time that was happening, there were four or five other officers standing around watching. Nobody intervened. Nobody told this officer, Officer Brad Brailsford, I think, to calm down, or said, they said, no one said, we'll take over for you. They just stood by and let him do that. It's the same situation. Nobody intervened. The situation was getting out of control, and no other officer intervened.
And to add to it, that officer was then acquitted in a trial.
Right. And if you watch the video, you can see all the, if you go to YouTube and watch the videos of it, you can see all the other officers standing around. Nobody helped him.
Yeah, and you know, you look at that, that officer should not have been acquitted, and the other officers should also have been charged. Dave, thank you for reminding me, and I'm sorry that I was blanking when you first called.
No, no problem.
Dave in South Buffalo, thank you for calling back. Opens the line for you at 803-0930, star 930 on that cell phone. And remember, you want to send a text, 716-803-0930 is the number. Let's go to West Seneca and talk to Ella. Ella, good morning.
Good morning. This is a very, very sad, sad situation. Now, most people that have heard me know that I've been around for 96 years, and I've seen many changes through my lifetime in our country. And I would like to say at this point, people, we have the best country in the world to live in. God gave us a beautiful world, but it's people that are messing things up. And when I was growing up, there was a thing called the Golden Rule. And I feel very sad for what happened to that fellow. However, saying that, that does not give anybody the right to burn down buildings and do what they're doing now. And I just hope and pray that people wake up to what we have. And I used to, when I was growing up, we had something called the Golden Rule, which is you treat people the way you want to be treated yourself. And I think that's the key to everything, in my opinion, but I'm not very bright.
Well, Ella, I think you're very bright, and I think that's very well put. Thank you for the call. That's Ella in West Seneca. And as she said, you know, I think, again, I'm repeating myself, as people on the text board will remind me, I think peaceful protest, I think demanding justice, of course, but I think rioting buries the message. And I do agree when the president says it's dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. Protest, yes, of course. Demand justice, of course. Be outraged, of course. Burning down Arby's, I think that's going a little too far. And again, it's burying the message. 1 hour to go. It's Joe Beamer here on WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.